Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There it is.
Feliz Navidad.
Why not?
Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad.
Who doesn't know the words even if you don't speak Spanish,
Feliz
right?
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
The best thing about this song is San Jose Feliciano and his guitar is the orchestration that goes with it.
Wish you a Merry Christmas.
Why not? Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays to everybody. Get into the spirit. Sounds like a demand, doesn't it? Damn it. Get into the spirit.
Tell me how to live life.
Yeah, I'm telling them off. Today, at least in this hour, I was thinking about something that I read. Ralph Waldo Emerson, certainly a well-known poet in the part of the country that I come from, like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. There's a movie out, by the way, about Longfellow. Did you see that? Any trailer to that about his being sort of conflicted, if you will? It's amazing either what we find out about people looking into their lives or what somebody will make up about them, and then it becomes sort of a history lesson and stuff that didn't happen. That happened. Well, Hollywood takes a lot of licenses.
Yeah, a lot of liberties.
Liberties. When it comes
liberties.
To, right, yeah. So anyway, I thought this hour's optimistic way to start out was to take a piece from Ralph Waldo Emerson. He wrote, "Adopt the pace of nature. Her secret is patience." How about that? Nature is patient. Nature is kind. Nature is benevolent. Nature is the planet. Nature is what we're all about. Right? I was thinking about what Adele said regarding her therapy and what we need to know about therapy and how I've had discussions. I'm not afraid to talk about this at all. People say, well, you're in touch with your feminine side. I don't know that it has to be masculine or feminine. We've sort of made it that way, but that doesn't mean that's the way it's supposed to be. I have a lot of gay friends who are more uptight. You'd think, you know, the general consensus is that gay men, and maybe gay women as well, are going to be a little more open, a little more sensitive, a little more this,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, just that falls into stereotypes.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. It's the same thing. I'm more open about that stuff. As a matter of fact, one of my gay friends and I had this conversation not long ago about why it is that he's so hung up on a particular thing, and I told him he needed to get his head examined, and he was giving me a brownie at the time. I said, no, you just need to kind of let out what's in there, because if you don't, it'll make you sick, physically, emotionally, mentally, all of that stuff. And
that's
it's
so true.
So I sent him, and I offer this as a bit maybe of advice to people without judgment. There are places that you can learn about therapy. And because men face the same mental health issues at equal or even higher rates than women, but they're less likely to see counseling because men, real men, don't do that. Do you know how stupid that sounds?
It's what? So toxic.
It's
so
ridiculous.
Toxic. Well,
yes.
One of the great things, too, about going to counseling and getting to talk about things is a lot of times the counselors can open your eyes to self-accountability, but also just
right.
The fact that other people perceive and process information very differently. And
yeah.
How we may be feeling about the exact same situation, another person may be feeling completely different just based on how we process. But also, a lot of people will be like, well, I have a village around me, and I can go turn to the people in my life. People who love you 9 times out of 10 will tell you what you want to hear over what you need to hear.
Yeah, and we'll tell you the truth. Right, exactly. Thank you. So there's a survey out from a clinical psychologist named Seth Gillihan overviewing women and men getting treatment. 25% of American women admit to having had some sort of of treatment at least twice last year versus 14% of men. Same kind of mental health treatment. It's difficult to find, I've found in my life, good therapists, somebody who can relate to you. It's not just you go into somebody who's got a shingle and they're immediately going to get you. That doesn't work at all. Any more than doctors. Some doctors, you work better with some doctors. I know I certainly do. I've been pretty fussy about the doctors that I've had looking into me over the years. And I've gone into some and I thought, this guy's bedside manner sucks. I'm not going to go back to see him.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Oh, my God. What a waste of time. So anyway, there is a lot of help for men, mental health resources. As a matter of fact, all you really have to do is Google mental health resources for men. It's that simple. And it will come up as stuff that you can either get online. Or I prefer the, and I've had much less of it lately. I've been through a couple of periods in my life when my head was in pretty bad shape. And so, you know, I would spend a lot of time trying to get it straightened out. I haven't, because whatever's going on seems to be okay. It's not like, it's good to have a tune-up every once in a while. But sometimes you just need it because you need to sort through things. And most of the time, I guarantee you that you're not going to see all sides of an issue or a story or a thought. You're just not. So that's why having somebody good to bounce all that stuff off of, someone who's not related, somebody who's not a friend, somebody who has no investment in it whatsoever, except to try to get you to look at the various ways that a problem can be dealt with or solved. It's all simple. Bing, bang, boom. All right. Joe Biden signing that same-sex marriage bill at the White House, the legislation which passed to codify federal protections for same-sex and interracial marriages. Hello, it's 2022. Wouldn't you have thought that this would be done? I mean, I don't care. From my personal point of view, you can marry whoever you want, as long as your life is deemed better, or you think your life is better. And what business is it of somebody else's?
Mm-hmm.
And why does it say that because I have an R after my name, I have to believe that marriage is sacred? Okay, marriage is kind of sacred, especially if you get married in a church. But why does you think that God's looking down on you and saying, if you don't marry a white guy, if you're a white woman, you marry a white guy, then you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
You really think that's what's going on?
Well, and People all want to argue about sodomy and everything like that. But, hey, what about the heterosexual married couples who have open marriages, who are swingers? I'm sure the Bible doesn't really say, hey, great things about that, but nobody's bringing that part up.
Wait a minute. Where is the section in the Bible that deals with swingers?
Exactly.
Find that? Chapter and verse. Let's see. Deuteronomy 4, chapter 7, or chapter 7, verse 4. There you go. Swingers are in Arizona.
But nobody wants to comment on that. It's strictly heterosexual versus homosexuality, and it's just, people are awful sometimes.
People
love who they want to love, as long as it's legal.
How do I know? The Bible tells me so. I love that. I loved going to church when I was a youngster and singing in the choir. And that was one of the first songs I ever learned. Faith, hope, and charity. And the blessed Lord, have faith, hope, and charity. And the blessed Lord, you'll surely see. How do I know? The Bible tells me so. There's so much great stuff in the Bible. And I challenge you to find a place in the Bible that says that any of this stuff is bad. All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, literally and figuratively, here we go. PETA versus Elon Musk. Da-da-da-da. So.
Oh, Elon.
My God. So I didn't even know this. He's got a lab that he owns called Neuralink. I didn't know this. The animal
this
testing
is what we've
going
been
on.
Talking about that he wants to put brain implants.
Did I miss this discussion? Did I have this with you? I don't remember having it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah, we were talking about the brain implants, and then I, of course, go to scary movies of like.
Oh, okay,
Now
I remember.
Yep.
Okay, so anyway, Neuralink is associated with the University of California in Davis, and the folks at PETA say they were responsible for the deaths of at least 15 monkeys because Musk's quest to stick a chip into the human brain He wants to try it out on monkeys first. No, this
He likes the whole testing on animals kind of situation.
Ah, fabulous. He'd love it down the road from me. The Harvard, there's a 100-acre farm right down like a half a mile from my farm, and they do animal testing there mostly with monkeys and chimpanzees, and they do this sort of testing there. I'm surprised somebody hasn't. PETA's out there all the time protesting. They finally put a gate up so that the PETA people couldn't. But the PETA people have gotten onto the property and broken into buildings and freed the chimpanzees and the monkeys that were there. That's happened in the past.
See, normally I'm like, people need to mind their own business. Don't destroy property. Don't do things to stuff that does not belong to you. But when it comes to the animal testing, I say have at it. Go set those beautiful creatures.
Let the rabbits out. I'm having more of a problem with rabbits getting tested than even monkeys. By the way,
a lot of people don't realize how many are dogs of these animal testing.
Dogs, like
people.
It would more dogs than anything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People
right.
do not realize this. That's somehow not common knowledge.
It's not China, folks. We don't eat the dogs here. At least we're not. We think we're civilized, and that might be a way of measuring it to a point. Monkey Week. This is the week of December 14th. Is a Monkey Week part of the human family tree? Difficult task to pinpoint the exact moment that monkeys emerged as a unique species in the animal kingdom. Goes back 60 million years, though. Or so. See, I'm the one who thinks that the monkeys and the humans and everything else came from another planet. So anyway, you can think what you want. Monkey Week and Monkey Day have been going on since 2000. Does that sound strange? It's Monkey Week. Monkey Day. I know people sort of jokingly talk about it, but I think there also is kind of a politically correct thing in there somewhere.
Only when people are being racist.
Yeah, well, that happens with some regularity in some circles, yeah. All right, things to celebrate. It's a celebration time of year, 18 after the hour.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now.
I feel better, have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting.
All right, 23 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. And the situation with Olivia Spencer, Olivia watching too much Law and Order Special Victims Units. Octavia Spencer. I was practicing this before and Jay laughed when I said Octavia, like the New England side of me got the best of me. Anyway, she was getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame last week, and she got pretty emotional about it because she's had a very interesting journey. Let's talk about that after this. Gentlemen, this Christmas, give her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. You get them at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own skin. Even more alluring than lingerie, the texture and the touch of these pajamas is really seductive. Leave nothing to the imagination. Naturally nude pajamas. The feeling is wonderful right next to the skin. Feels like wearing nothing at all. Order today at Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie. $75 saving on this best-selling holiday gift. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping, and that's free. In a year filled with unexpected items, get her something she can count on. Here's what you do. Go right now to Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you. So, Jay, the story of Octavia Spencer got her star on the Walk of Fame.
Exciting.
She's only 52. Ooh, I thought she looked older than that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
No, well, yeah, maybe. I think that sounds about right. And yeah. She talked about how this is a culmination of her dreams that have been realized and mm-hmm. her hard work is being rewarded. And she also called her years of working on all of this a fair but healthy amount of failure and rejection. And she even discussed...
Well, isn't that what happens in life anyway? We aren't all going to be winners all the time. We have our trials and tribulations. I think she's an especially good actress, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
I like the kind of different roles that she's played. But, you know, looking or understanding where she came from, I saw something that Allison Janney had met her back in the 1990s. And she liked it because she was attracted because she had an infectious laugh.
Yeah.
And apparently she and Octavia are good friends, and she's helped her as much as possible. in various connections and that sort of thing. Yeah, well, so that's good.
Yeah, and she even recounted about almost three decades ago, driving from Alabama to L.A., had $3,000, a 48-inch TV, a suitcase, and as she called it, a heart filled with dreams. And that dream was realized many times
over.
Well,
listen, when you set your mind to doing something, I think there's nothing. If you really set your mind to something, there's nothing. Nobody can stop you. And so she has, there's a movie that's out now called Spirited, apparently. She liked doing that. Who is it? Somebody heckled her?
So yeah, there was some heckler, and Will Ferrell was there, who's in Spirited. It's also a Ryan Reynolds film. And Will Ferrell, like, shouted out, uh-uh, not on Octavia Day.
Yeah, what in the world?
Yeah,
people have no...
Like,
what is the matter with people? Good God, shut the hell up and go away. You all have to be heard. I want to be heard. Yeah, okay. So go yell and go get on the pier in Santa Monica and yell out to the ocean, because that's about as many people are interested in what you have to say as possible. All right, so that's good. Congratulations to her, Hollywood star. That's cool. She deserves it. 28 after the hour.
Greg is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The El Paso mayor declares an emergency. Jeremy Scott has more.
With hundreds of migrants sleeping on the streets in bitter cold temperatures and thousands apprehended every day in the Texas border city, El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser signed the emergency declaration.
As we see the increase in asylum seekers into our community and we see the temperatures dropping, and we know that Title 42 looks like it's going to be called back on Wednesday.
It will give the city the resources and ability to shelter migrants. El Paso has struggled to deal with tens of thousands of migrants crossing the border with Mexico and is bracing for even more by the end of the week. An average of more than 2,400 migrants per day are caught crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Avatar: The Way of Water is this week's top movie in the U.S. and Canada. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there.
Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The moon is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight, and that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
McCartney. Yep.
The feeling's here.
Yeah, it's a good pop
that only
Christmas tune. It is simply a wonderful time. We having a wonderful Christmas time. 34, almost 35 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program as we get into the Christmas spirit as much as possible, making your life a little bit better, a little more fun, if you will, weaving a tapestry of talk. Can you write that down? I think we should actually maybe call the lawyers and have them trademark that.
Yeah.
A tapestry of talk with your thoughts, with what's trending in the news, the tidbits, things that matter, events, people, all that good stuff. The whole business about good news, nice news, positive news, the news that people are talking about. I like to wake up to things that when you go through the day, you think back on, okay, I think that was good. This is for people who have been married. The idea, well, if you've been married for a long time, or maybe, I suppose you could turn it around. It could be you're starting out with somebody new. This time of year is an awful time of year to start relationships. Because given that relationships take a lot of hard work to begin with, and then you work into it at this time of year, this is something, there's a research paper that was produced by the Gottman Institute. And it was a focus on people that had been married over 35 years. And in this overview, it explains that there is one major indicator as they look at your marriage and what determines the health and longevity of your marriage or your relationship. And that is whether you look at your relation, at your partner directly or not. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Right.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
what Jay says. That's if you can talk to your partner and look him or her in the eye, then you got a good relationship. If you cannot talk to them about important, serious matters and you look away, forget it. Time to see
you're
you later.
Not connecting.
No,
it's the difference between talking to someone and talking at someone. And when you are speaking to them, especially about a big issue, and you are not looking at that person, you are now yeah. talking at that person, not talking to the person. And it's not yeah. an actual, it's not really, it's no longer a dialogue.
Uh-uh. Nope. Big problem. All right, shall we do something mundane by looking at the best way to remove ice from your windshield?
With a really good ice scraper?
Ice scrapers and vinegar. Anybody ever use vinegar to get the ice off of your window? As we look at all the wintry weather.
You use that rock salt on concrete, yeah, and vinegar is pretty salty, right?
Yeah, but it will eat the paint. That's the problem. If you get it on the paint, salt will eat the paint. So if you have an iced over windshield, which a lot of people have that are listening to this program right now, a solid sheet of ice on your windshield, if you are somebody who just down to the second you got to get to work, I don't know, and you don't give yourself extra time, if you've had a snowstorm, your car is parked outside, it's gotten warm, and then the ice has frozen to your windshield, you cannot, I've done this, and it's really not smart. You start the car, and you're in a hurry, or I start my pickup truck, and I'll let it run long enough, or I'll get an ice scraper out, so there's a little crack at the bottom of the window. We've all done it. Every single person that lives in a weather condition that's icy from time to time, you have, come on, admit it. You've cracked just a little bit. You start the car, put the defroster on, you scrape a little off the bottom of the windshield enough so you can, if you lean over, you can kind of see where you're going. Look at, I'm leaning over now at the microphone.
Oh my goodness.
Right?
I can honestly say I have not done that.
Ah, you're unusual because I know most everybody who have done, it's not safe, but...
Well,
but
if, especially if the sun's already out, I can get it. I can understand if maybe you're leaving and it's still a little bit dark, but if the sun's out, wouldn't that glare, even if you have that little hole to look out of, wouldn't that glare from it hitting the rest of the ice?
Yeah,
on
make
the
it
window
very difficult.
Kind of obstruct your view. My thing is people who don't clean the top, all the snow off the
and
top
blows
of their
off
car, and
you
just start heading down the road,
yeah.
and then this big, like, snow Monk. Block hits the car behind you.
Right, yeah, yeah. That's actually illegal in some states. I don't know how you get it off the top of the
car.
Yeah,
it should be.
Yeah. Anyway, the idea of putting vinegar on your windshield, there are people who put vinegar and hot water together. That's the surest way to crack the windshield. I don't know what the you know, vinegar is, the extract from apples. And there is, if you check this out, it will, if the vinegar actually is kind of like the salt, it'll corrode the chrome and the paint on your car. So vinegar, ice removal, you see these online all the time. Probably not a smart thing to do if you value the way your car looks. So then what yeah. is the way to do it? Some people put little cardboard pieces under the windshield, under the windshield washers, and that keeps their, at least mm-hmm. your, portion of the windshield clean, but there people spray different things. Like there are spray bottles around. You know how when you're driving down the road and there's some mud or something, and you hit the little button and it sprays the antifreeze out on the windshield so you can use
the wiper fluid with the antifreeze.
You can put some of that stuff in a put some of that stuff in a spray bottle, and you can spray because often when you are confronted with that ice and snow. It has plugged up the little chutes that the de-icer comes out of and hits the windshield. They're frozen, too. So if you have a little bottle, a spray bottle, and you put the windshield antifreeze in it. And by the way, I learned this the hard way. One of my guys inadvertently put windshield washer antifreeze into the into the radiator to, into the radiator tank. Ooh. Into the antifreeze. Yeah, no, you know, there's alcohol in it. Eat up every bit of hose that you have on the system. So don't do that. Anyway, pouring hot water on the windshield, not a good idea.
Isn't well, there an like old... if anybody's ever gotten fresh brewed iced tea where they pour the hot tea in a cold glass with ice in it, there's always that metal spoon. Otherwise, the glass would crack. It's the same thing.
Ah, I didn't know. See, I've never heard that one before. That is really a very... That's good. Very smart. Thank you, Jay. That is good help.
Of course.
We've been talking about Elon. Yeah, we're all here to help. Elon Musk again. We're talking about the chimpanzees and the monkeys being tested for his products. Unfortunately, there's some sad news about Elon Musk today. Hold on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. Elon Musk is not any longer the richest person in the world. He ceded that title to Bernard Amault. And this... Bernard owns LVMH, which is a luxury goods company. It's just a bad day for him. Sad day. Yeah, I never heard of this guy before. I never heard of this company.
$44 billion on Twitter, the Twitter acquisition. So
right.
That put a little bit of a dent in his wallet.
Yeah. So what is LVMH? I've never heard of him before. It's a European company.
It's a luxury goods company, Moet, Hennessy, Louis Vuitton.
Oh, okay, all that stuff. All right, so this guy controls those. This time of year, there's a lot of sales going on. I'm betting this thing goes up and down and sideways and changes, and there'll be somebody else who's the richest person in the world next week, or after Christmas, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats, who are going along with the Republicans, this is something that everybody needs to listen very carefully to. Let's move from the Elon Musk Twitter world to the world of TikTok. Most people don't realize how dangerous TikTok is. And I'm not talking about the stuff that it spews, but I'm talking about its connection, its direct connection to the Chinese government. And with that, the same kind of as with the smartphones and other things, but it's more direct with TikTok, the Chinese government has the ability to connect with you and to other things. If you're doing your TikTok on your iPhone, there is software that is embedded into TikTok that can work its way into other systems on your phone or your PC or your laptop or your iPad or whatever it is. That's how inscrutable these people are. And I'm handing it to the Republicans this time because they've been pushing for bans by the government of TikTok. And now, this week, with more revelations about the ties to the leadership of the Chinese government, a bunch of Democrats have joined in to the fight or the overview, because patience is wearing thin, as it well ought to be. This is something that is not acceptable, is not proper. When are we going to wake up to the fact that these people are our enemies? We're so slow. All we're interested in is convenience. Oh, this is fun. Nobody's being educated. And I like not to make this like a professorial institute here, but looking at this, the way that TikTok eats into our privacy. So now the Republicans, Democrats from a number of different states to endorse a national ban on TikTok. There are a number of Democrats who have signed on to this bill, been put forth by Marco Rubio from Florida. The statement, quote, at a time when the Chinese Communist Party and our other adversaries are seeking an advantage, any advantage they can find against us and our country through espionage and mass surveillance, and that's what this is, it's imperative that we do not allow hostile powers to potentially control social media that could be weaponized against us. I'm all over this.
Well, this is one of the things Donald Trump was working on with TikTok, it needed to not be 100% Chinese ownership.
Yeah. Well, it's like the government finally got smart and prohibited the Chinese from buying any more land in our country, farmland. But they should be the Russians and the Chinese, the Iranians. They should not be allowed to buy their government companies, no land, no ownership in anything here. And certainly the nefarious surroundings, when you look into T-Talk, good Doug, to TikTok's ties, that's a good alliteration for you, with the Chinese Communist Party. This isn't overkill. This isn't overstating it. And just because it comes from a Republican, that doesn't mean Democrats should poo-poo it. As a matter of fact, Rubio is the top Republican on the Intelligence Committee in the Senate. And he shares this thought with the chair of the panel, Democrat Mark Warner, who's from Virginia. He hasn't signed on to it yet, but he indicates that he's going to probably do it. He's warming up to the idea because the facts are the facts. They're there. Clear as the nose on your face, as they say. This is a dangerous connection and something that needs to be dealt with, and it needs to be dealt with firmly, sharply, and imperatively. So let's all agree that this is, you know, stop using TikTok. It's not helping. It's not fun. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list, starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Song from the Poseidon Adventure. Chuck Curry is here. His favorite movie of all time is the Poseidon Adventure. He's seen it 36 times.
Oh,
and he's still 300 times?
Oh, yeah. Easily.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I, we play, right. here's the thing. So, we play that because I was looking at this day, actually, this day in movie history.
All right, wait a minute. We lost the connection. Can we?
Okay.
All right, James.
You hear me?
No, can't hear you. Something's happened. James, see if you can get him back again. In the meantime, how about we do something we were talking about doing earlier? The workforce constantly evolving and simultaneously skills gaps widening. There are ways professionals can future-proof themselves to stay competitive in the ever-changing job market. Here's Akeem Mitchell to tell you some more. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. Let's try this again. Take two. What were you saying?
I think a 90-foot tidal wave hit the phone lines. It happens sometimes. But
yes, it does.
Anyway, this day in movie history, December 12, 1972, The Poseidon Adventure premiered in New York City. My favorite film. I got to tell you, Doug, in all honesty, if I could take a time machine to one event, movie-wise, to watch again would be the Poseidon Adventure with a big crowd the week between Christmas and New Year's. I can't tell you why I love this film so much, but I do. Gene Hackman, Shelley Winters, shot on a budget of $5 million, wound up doing $100 million at the box office. People lined up around city blocks in 1972, one of the big spectacle movies of the 1970s.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I saw it a couple of times. I was certainly going to see it 300 times.
Why not?
Jennifer Lawrence is, she claimed apparently to be the first woman to be in the lead of an action movie.
Well, that's not true.
And that's not true at all.
No.
Yeah, I know she is. Yeah. So this is, she's talking about her role in
Female action, action oriented, and Linda Hamilton in Terminator. And it's been before that, but not her.
Yeah, I mean, you look at all the other, but women have had strong leads. Sigourney Weaver in the Alien films, Angelina Jolie in a number of things like the Tomb Raider things, Uma Thurman in Kill Bill. They weren't great parts, they're great films, but anyway. Okay, so that's the end of that for at least Jennifer Lawrence. I like her, though I think she's very
appealing. I do too.
How'd the box office totals turn out for the weekend?
Really, pretty dead before Avatar opens this weekend. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever, 11.1, $409 million to date. That's a good number. Violent Night dropped off just 40%, 8.7, so $27 million in 2 weeks of release on the $20 million budget. That's the only positives. Everything else is really struggled. Yeah, I mean, all signs point to Avatar 2, Way of Water, but you can't have just one big movie. You need a cycle of at least four or five good films for the Christmas season.
Yeah.
We're not gonna get it.
Right.
I went to see She Said yesterday. We booked it at the theater I'm involved in. I got to tell you, I liked it. Two New York Times journalists uncover the Harvey Weinstein scandal. I thought Carey Mulligan was really good in this film. It had me involved, and it was an interesting story. So I was glad it said it.
Yeah.
Said that. It's done no business at theaters. None.
Well, it was here. I was just going through with you before we went on the air the movies that are playing at my multiplex, and that was there for 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, and it's gone. Now, I didn't have a chance to see it because they played it in the daytime. Who can go see it in the daytime? Why did they play it at night when people could go see it? Would be my question, especially when you look at some of the other trash.
Yeah, there's one other story, box office. The Whale, Brendan Fraser, getting critical acclaim. They put it on like five screens in New York and Los Angeles, sold out every showing, $60,000 per screen, $360,000.
Good.
Hey, having said that, when they expand it, will people show up? I hope so, but I got my doubts.
59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.